Sedition Old Time Radio Players present this installment of Morning Sedition Radio Theater. This week on Morning Sedition Radio Theater, our radio company asks the burning question, where will Mark Maron work when he goes to the City of Angels?
Just in time for Valentine's Day, Paris Hilton is releasing a DVD box set of all her home sex videos with past boyfriends. The 8-DVD set will come in a heart-shaped box and will include extras like audio commentary and a making-of documentary. Wait a minute.
Stop tape. What's wrong, Mark?
I can't do this. Paris Hilton, come on. I just spent 2 years talking about the important issues in this country every day, like the illegal invasion of Iraq.
Boring.
Political corruption.
Boring.
The neocon death cult behind George Bush that's trying to wipe out our freedom to choose what movies we see and what TV shows we watch and what kind of people we can marry.
They're really doing that right now in the United States of America?
Yes, they are.
Boring.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Wait, Mark. It sounds like you were really passionate about your last job.
Passionate? I got up at 3:15 in the morning every day for 2 years.
Stop kidding around, Mark. Only an idiot would get up that early. Just let me ask you, how much did Air America appreciate all your hard work and passion? Because this is how much we appreciate it. Andrea, show Mark the check again.
So check out those Paris Hilton DVDs. We'll be back with my exclusive interview of Danny Bonaducci.
That's Mark Maron's future on Morning Sedition Radio Theater. Turn that music off. Turn it off!
All right, 52 past the hour. Could that happen? Is that possible? I've made bad choices in my life in the past times, but that was really because I was bankrupt. I remember that one. Never mind the Buzzcocks. Some people remember seeing one or two episodes of that on VH1. I'm sorry, but I just gotten divorced, and I was in the hole bad. And it didn't really take, did it? Didn't really take, because it was a British show, and they made a remake of it, and I was the host of it. It was a pretty rough couple weeks, I'll tell you.